You know why I did that so well?
Yeah.
I make it clap.
Madam Bougie. XS Shelfie, what's good? It's your boy Malume YouTube, and welcome back to episode 3 of Malume's Mic. I'm chilling with 32.0.
What it is?
We got prime time, Lucas.
Hey, baby.
And we are doing something really cool too. We're talking about relationships. During university?
Of course we are.
And after university? Let's hope in today's episode, Matlali can hold the mic close to his lips.
Let's see.
We'll see. I think I got it.
The eighth one of the world.
Hey, Mother Joe, just can you move back? Because if...
That's the CD. As usual, we read your guys' reviews, read your guys' comments, and wow, man, they were so like heartwarming. It was beautiful.
Yeah, but you have to do what you did last
year. Yeah, I'm literally searching for
that.
Okay, it's my phone. Where's the phone? You always read the top YouTube comments, so we're showing you guys that we're watching, we're listening, we're reading, we're liking. And I'm sure you guys see we're very... What's the word? Responsive. Yeah, reactive.
I like everything. I don't like comments. Like, I'm not a big commenting person. But I like go through everything and like every comment.
Yeah, and you engage and stuff. So
if you check, every comment has a like.
It's Lucas.
Doing amazing.
If you're wondering who's liking, you're wondering who the first like
doesn't
is.
Doesn't YouTube tell you who liked your stuff?
Nah, it just says someone liked.
Ish, you're my
that virtual. Someone is me. If you have one like on your comment, it's me.
Why did you not assume it's me too?
It's one like.
Oh, if it's one like.
One like.
I only like one and above.
Of course.
All right. So
we're not prepared. Next time we'll have this on speed.
Yeah, no. Yeah. We're working. Nomangugu Timoyo.
Ah, read it again, respectfully.
Nomagugu.
Yeah, not much better.
Top comment. 118 likes on the channel.
Hey, shout out. 118
likes. Yeah, people like the comment. Let's see what she said. She said, Batung Tato, I just really want to say that in as much as we love the quality, the flawless transition, and the segments, we first and foremost love you, Tato, for creating and providing them, as well as who you are on camera as an individual and what you bring to the channel. And that very much includes your personality, your aesthetic, and your humor. The segments and the transitions don't make Tato Rambidi brand. You do. And the brand is nothing without you. You are who you are, just an encouragement. Shout out.
Siaktana.
You didn't read one.
I'm going to read one. That was beautiful.
That's a lot.
That one. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I think it's because what we spoke about last time. Remember we were talking about insecurities and expectations and stuff?
We spoke about expectations.
And I was saying I always perform at a high level because I feel like I don't have other things. But nah, I feel you're right.
You appreciate it.
I appreciate you a lot.
No, I can see, you can see that you are appreciated. Like your
efforts. Yeah, I can see that I'm appreciated.
That's cool.
And that's dope. So I like comments like that. Thank you guys. Yeah, man. Relationships during university
moving forward.
And after. Because I know you guys both had girlfriends in university. I had the pleasure of meeting both of them.
It was pleasurable for you.
Well, that's what Tato finds pleasurable. Like, yo, let me go meet these girlfriends.
No, I love seeing my boys in love. I love seeing my boys in love.
We were in love.
We were in love.
But I would not jolly if I was not in love. Like, first and foremost.
Yeah.
Number one. Best believers in love.
So, Matlady. We'll call her Tatiana. How was the relationship with Tatiana?
Remind me. How's the relationship?
Yeah. And you know what Tatiana is?
No, how was...
It's very difficult to say how the relationship was.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
In the sense of like, you know, when it was time to do things.
I mean, you broke up. What do you think?
No, I know, but they don't know. I know exactly how it was like. I was there. But my question is, how was it like for you, bro? Like, how was it like being in love in a university state where you had nothing but a student budget? What were you able to do in the relationship? What are the expectations from her? What did you guys do?
Wait, let's start with one thing.
Yeah, I'm just giving him options so you can jump on. Yeah. Yeah.
I could follow.
You could follow.
Yeah, one thing I liked about relationship in university.
Yeah.
It's my mic in my mouth.
Yeah, no, it was perfect.
Perfect.
One cut like a gym.
Companionship. Failing a test and then realizing that, baby will be at home.
It was that.
Besides that,
that's all.
It wasn't a lot required from those relationships. All my nigga wanted was to fail a test and go cry on someone's shoulder.
Go back home and then she's making 2 minute noodles.
Yeah. But it's
like, remember, I did the fucking thing as well.
Yeah, that's so I'm asking you how it
was
like.
It always felt like I was going home.
Yeah.
Home is chill, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know for me, it's like when I was in a relationship in university, bro, especially being in University of Pretoria, we all stay in Hatfield.
Yeah.
So baby is down the road, my boy. So when it's time to see her, it's not a thing of them let they exist. You have to get into a car train, you have to fly. No.
There was no logistics.
Oh, that was convenient.
So a fat and sit was standard.
You did one of those.
Easy.
Yeah, I think yours
was longer than mine. I mean, clearly.
Clearly, yeah. My shit's still going. But yeah, but I was in two relationships in university, two that I
texted. That's the same thing.
Oh, what? that's impossible. Is it?
5 years, two relationships. That's a number.
Those are rookie numbers.
It's 6 years. Yeah.
Oh,
congrats.
That's one plus.
So like the first one, there wasn't much of a fight and sit, but the second one, there was a fight. And the second one is the current one. Mm. There was a bit of a fight and sit. But I feel like, dog, it's literally mandatory. And it felt good, bro. It felt good to go to school, come back home with your partner, and then you guys chill, watch movies, study together. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Study together.
Yeah.
Now, I think
study together?
Wait, no, I never studied. We never studied together.
Yeah, you were studying with Lucas.
Yeah, but I never...
Well, you used to show up.
I didn't study with her once, actually.
Serious? Mm. That's crazy. Like, actually, I used to study with you guys and my girlfriend. If you think about it, I literally pick you guys up and we go to Engineering 3.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
We can see the cracks are showing.
Nah. Oh, anybody could have predicted it. Yeah.
But like, I don't know. For me, when I joined a dog, especially in university, it's like that person was my everything. It's like when I like they're my best friend, my friend, my partner, my mentor, my wife. Like when I jolla, the person becomes my everything.
You jolla for real. That's the
you too. No, but we all did.
Because
when you mention it like this, saying that when you jolla, she's your everything. I remember when I was jollering and she was my everything, and you guys didn't like the fact that you didn't see me.
Wait.
You didn't like that.
No, you. Tato has explicitly.
You're projecting.
Is it?
You're going to act like you've never said this before.
Sure. No, but the thing is that even me, bro, I feel like I used to even see my partner more than you would see her, but then there would still be ample time for you guys. Like, when you date, you forget about your boys. When I date.
Yeah, he's been screaming this one
forget.
For a while. Yeah, but he's been screaming this one.
He has been screaming. Bro, no one said he was right.
Lucas used to literally be at studios, right? Where he used to stay at for studios. Shout out to Apple Studios.
Yo, shout out.
They carried us.
Yeah.
My
boy, we're chilling there by the area.
Nah, but we didn't see Lucas.
Lucas will walk past us. My boy will look at us and just wave and continue walking like we are strangers, bro.
Got a skinny jean. Got a skinny jean.
Walking in slow motion.
Yo, let me explain. let me explain what these guys are failing to explain.
Yeah.
Mm. At the time, when I was in a relationship, my girlfriend was not
your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm talking about, I said at the time. Now I'm going to be done. I'm going to...
All right.
Oh my God. You guys must follow.
We're just predicting you.
I started with at the time. So I'm speaking in that present. Mm. I wouldn't see my girl every day because she didn't live in Hatfield at the time. So for me, every time I see her, it was an occasion. So now I was having the time of my life, milking every second of this occasion. I don't have time to deviate off the path. All I want to do is spend all the time in the world with her.
Oh, so she didn't live in Hatfield?
No, in the beginning. No, listen, because when we started dating at the time, she was in her final year and I was in my third year.
Capping?
No, let me tell you, I'm not capping. Nigga, how would I not remember my own relationship?
You can still cap.
No, listen, when we started dating.
Yeah,
she was in her final year. I was in my third year.
Mm.
So we started dating at the end of the year. Remember?
Oh, third year academically.
Yeah, academically.
I was like, huh?
No, when I say third year, I mean a year before my final year. Because my fourth year would have been my
technically,
final year.
Technically, you guys were in the same amount of years in university.
Yeah, it was my fourth year.
Yeah, third, fourth year.
But third year in my program.
Yeah.
Because I switched programs. Yeah. But we're not going to go down that route. Anyway, so when I met her, it was at the end of her final year.
Yeah.
So the next year, she wasn't in varsity
because
she was done.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't see her the same way you guys saw your girlfriends because you could see your girlfriends every day and be with them every day. I wouldn't get that opportunity. Yeah. Monday to Friday, I'm with you guys.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why you guys keep saying you wouldn't see me. I'm with you guys Monday to Friday. She shows up on a Friday or Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm with her Thursday to Sunday.
But you know what I'm referring to?
Yeah, but she was getting the best parts of you.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That when it was time to link up on the weekend, when niggas didn't have semester test, you were not around.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
When you were stress-free.
When we were stress-free, you were not around.
I wish things were better for us. Yeah. You know that?
But it actually shows that like when you're in university, things are much easier compared to being out to university.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Because I remember in university, man, you dream together. It's like, yo, one day we're going to have this. One day we're going to have money.
Yo, trigger warning.
Cars.
All you had in varsity was dreams.
Dreams. And that's such a beautiful thing. That's why I think university is the best place to meet someone because you build together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying?
No.
You see each other before the money.
Yeah.
And then hopefully when the money comes, no one changes. Because I've seen a lot of relationships change. Like, especially with like the gents. When gents get money, they just become such volatile people.
Yeah, but volatile, are they changing or are they who they are now?
Yeah, no. Sorry, they weren't able to be who they were.
the money they're like, damn it, finally. Yeah.
If you're going to be afraid of anything in life, be afraid of a man with options.
Yeah.
That is the scariest thing.
Who didn't know his worth and value before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's waiting for money to have his worth and value?
Yeah.
That is a very scary thing. That changing because of a bank balance.
Mm.
You don't want to be that person.
You don't, bro.
Because if in all honesty, like everybody around you thinks that this is you were lying to them your whole life.
Mm.
That you were not that person. And then all of a sudden we're in a little bit of cash, gone.
Couple thousand rands.
Gone.
Omujigel.
What about GTI?
International listeners, omujigel means
you do a turnaround.
Okay. You don't see anymore.
Mm. Do a 360 on it.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, relationships after university are different, also, dude.
I'm yet to experience.
Wait.
The serious one
before we go to after,
because we don't lie, Malumus Mike. Because you're not yet to experience anything. You're yet to experience it with a title. You've had a girl who you vibed with for a period of time.
This guy's going there.
Oh, yeah.
That's a cat out the back.
Yeah.
That's like, a room. But we're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
Reflecting on my past mistakes.
Yeah, we still want to unpack varsity dating.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to lie, varsity dating was the best kind of dating. Well, I can't compare it to anything.
Yeah.
But that was the best kind of dating I've ever had.
I mean, we can talk about the talking stages in university as well, because that was also a movie. Remember when the guys used to come back and they used to say, I'm washed.
Oh.
Yo, when things were bad. Yeah, so for those that don't understand, like if someone says I'm washed, it means...
How are you going to describe washed?
I'm curious.
It means
I've tried multiple times.
Yeah, it means you're basically seeing someone,
mm-hmm.
you caught a lot of feelings for them,
mm-hmm.
and then things didn't go well, and now you're just down bad.
You're washed.
And got someone put you in the washing machine and you came out.
Not a nice
and
one.
Then you can breathe, but then you've been in that washing machine. You couldn't breathe for a while.
Like I think the best illustration is like, you know when your shirt comes out of the washing machine,
it's
after like a spin.
Yeah.
After that drying spin and it's all wrinkled and shriveled, that's what you are. That's how your emotional state
what
is.
What a bad time. And you guys said you were washed multiple times.
No. That was my bride.
It was like a bi-weekly thing.
Yeah,
a bi-monthly thing.
No. The relationship wouldn't be interesting if you're not washed once a month.
Who was your biggest wash?
Who was my biggest wash?
Yeah.
The last relationship I was in.
Oh, okay. Before that?
Before that?
Yeah.
I had a couple of washes. I've been to the laundromat a couple of times. But the thing is, it was always self-washes. Like, I think a wash was always expectations.
Yo, I remember I once washed myself.
You washed yourself?
That's the worst.
Remember there was that girl who I
really liked. Mention her name.
No, what for?
Remember there was that girl that I really liked, dog, man. And it was a thing of, like, I thought she liked me too. And I think I was recently single. And then they were meant to come to like a games night, like a chill out at the
I know what you're talking about.
And then
why do you think taking so long?
I deleted her number. And then she texted it and I got the number back because I was like, no, I'm not deleting it. And then she's like, we're outside at like 2 in the morning. The one was like a status studio. She was a rich girl.
Whoa.
The other one was friends with Lucas. Friends. Another one I liked. If you watch him on YouTube,
that's when you pranked me. The one.
That's the one. That's the one he pranked you with.
Bro, I fell in love myself there.
Yeah, you really did set yourself.
You think niggas are capable of killing your watch? Because you fetched that one.
I fetched the watch. You know what's crazy, bro? She was literally telling me, like, I remember we were sitting once, and she's saying, yeah, like in a. You know, a girl wants this. A girl likes this. You must do this.
Making notes.
I'm like, I got to study. So now I do all those things. And then like she leaves me for like 2 weeks. Then she goes, oh.
You thought.
I just realized that you've been true. Because I was like, yo, bro, like what's going on? Like I really like it. She's like, what?
Whoa.
I'm like, but you told me. She's like, yeah, I was telling you what I like. Not from you. I was there like, you.
But there's one thing.
And that, my friend, is how you get washed.
That is a what?
SW. Hashtag SW. If my name is Mike, go on Twitter.
And say what?
Tell us about your self-washed days.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
SW. You did.
Hashtag SW.
Because since we've been triggering.
Let me tell you, girls, from my experience.
Mm.
When you are getting washed, they are fully aware that you're getting washed.
Yeah.
And they'll hit you with the, oh, you thought I was talking about you.
Yeah.
Who else is here? We're having a discussion, me and you. You're telling me about things that you like.
Yeah.
Why is it wrong for me to assume that you're talking about me?
Yeah. It only makes sense for me to assume that.
Maybe you were her safe space. She was just venting to you.
Is that a possibility?
Or you were just a friend.
Yeah, that's what happened.
I find
that really hard to believe.
That you were a friend.
Also, talking stages in Hatfield are tricky, man. Because you talk to them.
Not in Hatfield.
Like, in life.
Yeah.
You're talking to, like, maybe say you're talking to two girls. You find out get it show, you find out they're friends.
You know, my, oh,
you know.
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about. No, but I get you. Because the thing is, you wouldn't, it's such a small space. Everybody kind of knows everybody.
Yeah.
How are you going to get away with talking? But that's the thing about a talking stage. I think a talking stage is an unwritten contract that I am quoting you. I am not, I have not invested anything in, yeah, into this relationship. Yeah. Like, there is no relationship.
Mm.
It's us testing to see whether this car moves.
Getting to know each other.
Getting to know each other.
And that's one thing I actually love about, like, ex-girlfriends and ex-talking stages. Because, like, how you come out, bro. You know they say building a man or building a woman? As much as it's a joke and everything. Sorry if you're hearing thunder.
Yeah.
You as a big one.
Welcome to Century.
Once you go through multiple talking stages and you go through multiple, like, girlfriends and stuff, it's like, bro, you learn how to treat a woman, bro.
Yeah.
Or at least you should know how to.
Yeah, we've never learned how to treat a woman emotionally, bro.
Yeah.
So we make those mistakes, or we do it right and we see how it's meant to be done.
Yeah.
Because now you're in a relationship, you hear the communication. I like this, I don't like that. And if you're a sensible person, you make notes mentally and you learn.
Yeah.
And you try to be a better person.
Yeah. And then when you get to the right person, you know how to treat them. And then obviously you learn how they want to be treated, because no woman is the same.
Yeah.
But then eventually.
But I think one thing for me that stood out about dating in university was the intensity of everything. Like, that was the first time you actually explored yourself being in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, being with somebody and actually being considerate of that person. Like, there being something that is, like, that you guys have brought up together.
Yeah, but yeah, this thing sounds like hard work, eh?
It does. And you didn't, that's go the through beauty. This. That's
what?
The beauty of
what
it.
Are
you talking about? He's gone through it.
You have gone through it, bro.
You was washed. Once you can get washed, you know that you've invested a lot in the, you know, an emotional investment.
You know what slaps, man? When you're with someone and you feel what they feel and they feel what you feel.
Exactly that. Wow. When you guys,
I don't think I see relationships the same way anyway.
But like, when she's sad, don't you get sad?
It ruins your day.
Ruins my day.
Like, you're not okay. You'd, but like, think not, about it. You're like, you get stressed so easily. There's no way.
Yeah, there's no way.
Gives you a problem. But you're like,
this thing when you're talking about, where you're saying you learn things. I've learned to believe that anything will fix itself out. Or at least it will be okay. Oh,
by the way, Matari got a tattoo.
I mentioned this last episode.
Oh, for real?
But I try not to take other people's stress. It's too much going on in the world. You understand?
I get that.
Yeah. One thing that I'm struggling with when it comes to females,
yeah,
it seems like I'm insensitive. Mm. And me, you know what I want to do? You have a problem? Let's see how we can work it out now.
Yeah.
No, you're not listening
to
me.
But no. Yeah, but that's a bad thing.
Sometimes girls will tell you things without wanting advice.
Yeah. Someone just wants
now every time you give her a problem,
an ear.
Yeah.
To listen to their problems.
Yeah. Now every time you give her a problem, go and take advice. No, what you must do? You must actually strategically move left.
Shift here.
And then you tell your father X and Y. No, bro. Mm-hmm. Just be like, hold. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm. Serious.
Or maybe just say, yeah, that's a bad situation.
Who am I helping me?
Her. Oh my God. Was this supposed to help you? I think he wanted it to help him.
Yeah, no, I'm finished. I see why you don't relate. You went through a whole different experience.
When we were busy learning how to,
he was giving lectures.
This guy was giving lectures. Like, yeah, you must see when you have a problem like this.
This is how your problem solves.
I know. I like.
Why are you crying? Don't cry. That will solve anything.
No. I'm cool with the cry. But when we have a problem. Solution A, B, C, which one should we explore?
Yeah.
Not, ew.
Don't tell my daddy your problem.
Okay, beg. But now I think I'm going to stop. I think I need to think about it. You need to give it some thought.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
No, carry on.
I was saying, you know, in university, because you're seeing your partner so often, how's the, like, you know, when you go through fights?
Yeah.
How's that in comparison to now? Because, like, let's say now you're dating someone, you see them once a week or once every 2 weeks. It's like you fix problems with phone.
Yeah.
But now in university, you're bound to bump into them somewhere.
Nah, there's no problems in university.
No.
So there were problems. Are they solved quickly? Or are they just tough now? Because now you feel like you can't even leave the house because of one mang and like goes down and you're fighting.
But I think it's easier because you see the person. I think a fight is easier to deal with face to face.
Yeah.
There's the advantage of that. But sometimes I think you need a break as well from me talking to you. I need to leave. When you're in university and we live in the same...
House,
blog,
Sting, studios.
Yeah,
it's a problem.
I can imagine.
I don't have a chance. I don't have 2 minutes to myself to think, okay, am I wrong? Who's wrong?
Oh, yeah.
I get that.
Yeah, I hate rushing into problem solving, like fixing problems or fights. Because it's like, I think out loud. So we can be talking, then I can say something that I don't actually mean.
Yeah. I remember.
Do you backtrack or do you take it as a man?
No. I always apologize and I'll be like, yeah, sorry. Like,
if you didn't mean something.
I haven't thought about it yet.
I always advocated for like having space between, like to lower the tension, to let people come back to their senses and, you know, forget, tell some more, like relax.
Yeah, but you're an ideal man to date, man.
Some would say.
I don't know, bro. I don't know, bro. I think we need to actually discuss this maybe off camera. Because there's some traits where I'm like,
about me.
Like, sure.
I'm not perfect. I don't think anybody is.
But like, you look too perfect and you behave.
That's
too
the
perfect.
Problem.
And I'm like, no one's too perfect.
Yeah. I am not. Like, I can safely say, me, I'm not.
Can name two things that you don't like.
The two flaws
in relationships.
No. Sorry.
Yeah.
What are your two biggest complaints?
My two biggest complaints for myself.
What does Google review say?
Yeah.
No. What do the
my
the lovely ladies say the problem is?
Oh, the last problem I had.
Mm-hmm. And this is what they say.
This is what they say. From there on.
Mm.
Communication.
Oh.
Is
so
it?
In as much.
Lack of it.
Lack of it.
Can't be too much of it.
Yeah, you can't mean too much.
Okay.
Yeah, but sometimes they can. Eh? No, I say communicate. Now you always communicate.
We're not communicating. Shanice, shut up, please. Thank you, Shanice. But like communication, like I know before, but like I don't know if it's still true now. Because now I communicate a lot better and a lot more.
Go over, no.
As a management consultant. Mm.
What I used to do is I harbor emotions.
Yeah.
I'm not a kind of person. I hate conflict. So if I'm upset about something, I'll rationalize it with myself and be like, why would that person have done that?
Okay.
And I try to see where they come from and I will rationalize things. Mm. But what I don't realize is that in as much as when I rationalize them, it doesn't mean you're going to stop doing it.
True.
And the next time I won't be able to rationalize it the same way I did the last time.
Yeah.
So now I can't address it.
Let's make it practical.
Yeah.
Give us an example of something that you did not communicate.
And you're still on number one, communication.
Make it practical for them.
Let me try to think of a simple
thing. What they said.
Yeah. Let's say you don't like Lucas, I just feel like you don't see me anymore. Like you don't make time for me. What do you do?
You see in that situation, I find it very hard for me to tell you that, hey, I think I'm seeing you a lot.
My boy's getting a bit tense, eh?
Yeah, come on. I'm listening now, eh?
Yeah, you want to make a scenario. So let me act it out. Yeah, now I got to tell you.
Sorry.
So I'll be like, what I should say is, hey, I feel like we're seeing each other a lot. And I haven't made enough time to see my friends.
Mm.
But then I feel like if I tell you this, you're going to feel like I don't want to see you.
Yeah.
And then you're going to react badly to that and not want to see me when I want to see you.
So what do you say?
What do I say? Mm. Oh, no, I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, so you go and see her?
I go and see her.
And then when you see her, is it a good time? Or do you feel like I shouldn't be here?
In that moment, I feel like it's a good time. But when I get back home and I start to think about things, and now the emotions kick in and they start piling up, that pile comes back up.
Do you feel like you don't know how to say no?
Yeah. Especially to my significant other. I don't know how to say no.
Because you don't say no, it all builds up now. And then you actually end up realizing like, I don't actually want to be here.
Why can't you say no? Is how they take it.
It's how I assume they're going to take it.
Yeah, stop doing that, by the way. Maybe you'll...
I mean, shit, that's how I know it's a bad thing. It's something I'm trying to
stop. But now you must apply.
Okay,
yeah. Because you knew what you said was beautiful. I would have been like, okay, I get it, champ. Go see your friends.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Then you see your friend, and I say, okay, cool. You can see his friends and see me.
I can't do that. Well, I couldn't. But that was one thing.
Yeah. That was number one.
Number
but
two.
That's every gent's problem, eh?
Oh, my gent, am I not?
Oh, okay.
Number
Surprise.
Two. I get bored easily.
Yeah, that's toxic.
But most of your relationships are pretty long term. Why are you getting bored?
Most relationships, I've only had one. What are you talking about? This guy said most relationships.
How many relationships do you think I've had, Toto?
Okay.
No. Easy way enough.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Certified relationship, yeah.
I remember
once when I broke up with my ex-girlfriend. I was like,
yeah, you thought you could avoid this question?
What's the question?
Oh, you mean me? No, I'm done. Yeah, it's you.
It's you now.
What?
What are your two biggest complaints?
Lucas said one, so I'm gonna say one.
So he said two.
Oh, biggest complaints. You don't tell me how you're feeling.
Yo, sometimes, like
sometimes,
to me.
Sometimes I feel like I don't even know what's going on in your head.
Oh,
hey, so that you've heard recently.
Yeah.
No. Recital.
No, I was just trying to like think of a memory. Yeah. So I don't really communicate my feelings much. Mm. Like, it's very rare for me to tell someone like how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm telling you how I feel, it's crazy. It means that like I really trust you, I feel safe around you, and I'm really, really like you.
Yeah.
Very rare. You guys have seen too. Whenever I have problems, I tell you guys when it's dark, when it's
when it's too late to find a solution.
When the house is on fire. Yeah.
So that's one bad trait.
Yeah.
Another bad trait. I can't think of one.
Is it?
Yeah. Damn,
that's toxic.
That's toxic. You can't self-evaluate.
That's alarming.
Now you can't
you can come back from now, eh? And you?
Surprise. Niggas think I'm insensitive.
Don't tell us what niggas think.
Oh, but that's what I'm saying. I said the biggest complaint.
No, he's right. Because nigga, you're talking about the girls.
Oh.
I'm talking about the girl.
The lovely ladies.
The lovely ladies. Sorry. The lovely ladies.
Niggas. Yo, this was a joke.
They think I'm in there. Oh,
probably calls these girls the nigga. Hey, my nigga.
They break up with him.
No matter why.
Don't call me that.
I don't completely agree.
Yeah.
Toxic.
Yo, that's already a flag. That's a red flag.
You've met me, dog.
I live with you.
Am I insensitive?
You're not insensitive.
You're not insensitive.
It's tone.
Tone. Okay.
He sounds like he's insensitive.
Yeah, I get that. The second one, my looks get in the way.
Yo, get a man who can self-evaluate. This ain't it.
That's my second one. No, I feel like tattoo. Wait,
so how many relationships in university didn't work because of your looks?
The ones that never happened.
Road chat. And I don't know why you're laughing. A few.
Huh?
All the fights I've had were...
You're too fly.
Yeah.
Too good looking. I can't believe it, Matari. You can't even wake up every morning and you look like this.
The drawbacks of being too good looking.
Which are?
Me. Go to my Instagram right now. DMs. Go to my DMs.
Crazy.
Yeah, and there's always been a thing, Yahore. People think when you get a DM, you send the DM through that person's phone.
Like you ask for the DM to be sent to you. You're like, yeah, boy, I got 7 on room in the DM, man.
Mm.
And that's not what happens.
So that's the one thing, man.
Yeah, I think who else gets it? Lucas gets it a lot.
Like, yeah, he gets it in public.
Every time I bring like new friends and then like they come into the space and I might think he's attractive, they won't make a move because they'll be like, niggas like Luke. I'm like, how do you know anything about Lucas?
Oh,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Because they see him, he's there, engineer, light skin, beard, dead, waves, dressed as wild.
Spongo.
Spongo.
Tattoo.
They think bad boy.
Yeah.
They don't know that he's lonely in the nighttime.
Well, well, on the topics of good looks being a problem, you know one thing that has changed in our lives?
Yeah.
Hey, Tato's made life very difficult to like get a girlfriend.
Yeah, my brother speaks about this all the time.
No, but it's a serious thing. Like, you don't know whether a person is speaking to you because I just met you, you're cool, or maybe you know, I want to strike up a conversation, or maybe they know it's black and white, and then you're like, boom, boom, and you know me better than I know myself because it's very hard. Like, it's very tricky, and even that assumption of girls, like, you'd look at me and think that I have like. Goes on standby.
Yeah.
And I can just call up somebody and get Tomo Joel.
I think I even saw a comment on the podcast episode 2. They were like, yo, it's so nice to see Lucas on Malumis mic because the way I had painted my perception of him from looking from Jolo is so different. Now I can see he's this and that and he's intellectual and he can hold conversations and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So now I get you because now you meet girls who assume you're like looking from Jolo Lucas.
Anything I say, oh my God, you're so smooth. I hate that word.
Trigger warning.
Trigger warning.
Trigger. But do you hate it?
No, I hate it only because I know where it comes from.
So you don't mind the increased, is it demand?
Demand, stocks, no. Price up.
The increased flow of women in your life due to your social media presence, do you mind it? Or do you love it?
I wouldn't say I love it.
You don't mind it?
Yeah, I don't mind it. It's if it's respectful. Only if you're pulling through, hey, I'd like to have dinner with you. And then I'd say no.
So how is it disrespectful?
No, you can get disrespectful. You can feel entitled to
hey, yo, we're going out. Oh, yo, we're doing this, and that. And then if you don't reply, you are rude.
But I feel like it's very different for you compared to Lucas and Lebo.
Yeah.
Because Lucas and Lebo showcase more of their personality, more of who they are. So the picture can be painted more easily. And they've been there more.
Yeah.
Because I know with Lebo, people see him and they assume for him to be.
I get it with Lebo. I get it with Lebo. Because Lebo is a personality on camera.
Yeah.
He is.
You can't possibly be a personality on camera.
I guess
it's different for different people. And for me, honestly, I don't really care. Like, I don't want a flat.
Would you date a subscriber?
You did?
Yeah.
Who's that?
I don't know, eh?
No, it's the wrong one. It's a cricket one. Wait.
You wanted to do that.
You must learn these things. Next time, must come prepared.
Next time, practice.
They show. They're written there.
Yeah, must be prepared.
How did you mess it up with words?
No, it was before the words are there.
But anyway, I wouldn't say I like it. I wouldn't like. For me, I'm a very old school, traditional kind of nigga. Like I do the approach. Like I like courting. I like
live jive or
live jive.
Yeah, easy way. If you wanna come with the work, come with the work.
Because I'm very picky. I won't lie. I'm very picky. Mm. Like, for somebody to be the right fit, I need to know them properly. And I need to get a certain feeling and sensation and all these things. Not
2 weeks of DMs.
Not 2 weeks of DMs or whatever. Or you approaching me. It's not the same.
I need. But it's like, I love 2 weeks. That's the starting point.
This nigga camping again.
Oh, kind of, you know him better than himself.
He's a liar. I might entertain some things, but I'm not serious.
That's not how you get the right one.
Yeah.
The last one.
The last
one. I don't think you would know that.
Yeah. Oh, no, like,
things turned out very well for you, didn't they?
For me?
Yeah.
And I'm dating a subscriber.
Well, yeah.
She was a subscriber.
Yeah.
Because she's so, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mm.
Are you gonna stop yourself? Are you gonna cut a pool of opportunities because they press subscribe?
That's crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, it depends on the energy of the subscriber, bro.
Yeah.
If you're gonna pull up and every time we go places, you're showing that you're with Tato Ramperi or with Lady 2.0, you're taking stories, you're tagging us, you're showing your friends, that I'm like, it's different.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, but if you're a subscriber and like when we're chilling, it's just us chilling, like your phone is off. You know what I do, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't even necessarily post about it like. You only post about when it's fun, when it's like something funny, cool. And it's dope, bro. Like, because now the conversations are just about you and me, not about what I do.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So every time I meet someone that doesn't necessarily fixate on what I do, wow.
Yeah.
Best friend.
Yeah.
Show me.
Yeah. Easy.
Gang.
Yeah. I'm more curious about what you do. Tell me about yourself.
Yeah.
I want to know about you.
Yeah.
What do you get up to? What are your interests? Mm. What book are you reading? What movie did you last watch?
I'm surprised you didn't say what tickles your fancy.
you're waiting for that one. No. Basic English Lucas today.
So now, how are relationships now after university with like having your own place, cars?
My biggest
thing. A little bit more of cash flow.
A lot more.
Regular haircuts.
What do you want?
Regular.
Except for that guy.
Irregular haircuts.
I think the trickiest thing right now is time.
Yeah.
When I do have time, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I don't have energy, and then now you feel unwanted.
All you do is sleep.
Yes.
You know, I used to get bashed for chilling with my daddy all the time. They're like, chilling with my daddy.
I'm not chilling. We just happen to live in the same place.
Mm, we're sitting in the same space, but we're not speaking. Me and my daddy get chill outside. Each one is on their phone. Yeah. Going through TikTok or something.
Shout out to AirPods.
You never heard the end of it, no? My man's got AirPods and you never heard the end of it.
I feel sorry for you. No, we need to get a wireless earphone sponsor.
Please.
For my daddy.
A beat.
And a stand. Can we start with a stand?
It stands in the booth. Get a table.
Oh, shit.
Well done. Look at that. You see what happens when you have your own place. Oh, yeah. Speaking of now, dating now, it is a little bit of a nightmare for me now. I can't. I can't keep my focus or concentration on another person. In this current state in my life, there's too many things going on. Like, 8 hours a day, I'm at work for 5 days a week. That's 40 hours of my time gone. That in itself is exhausting. I need 3 hours to recover.
Yeah.
After that, I'm brushing my teeth, I'm making food, I'm brushing my hair because, you know, he's always going to lay down. I'm doing all these things. Where do I have the time to sit down on my phone for 2 hours, either text or call?
Why are you there? Let me play devil's advocate a bit.
Okay.
Do you not have time, or do you not have time for
people who are around you right now?
Right now, yeah.
In this current phase in your life?
I only have time for people who are in front of me.
He feels like he answered the question. So why don't you put the person that you're talking to on the phone in front of you?
Oh, they must come here. If you want to date me, come live with me.
Do you invite them to come see you?
Oh, yeah. So if somebody...
That is another thing.
If somebody meet the effort and pull up.
Because we get the tattoo home.
Hey, Tato's saying, hey, my boy, what's
Tato's here Friday?
Tato's like a bitch. Tato shows up on a Friday. Take a lot on Monday.
Wait, see, we're talking. When I come back from work and I find Tato here, wait, go on, guys. Where are you going?
And you know Tato Ropa, if you think about it. Because he's with his girlfriend Monday to Friday. They're shooting reels, having the time of their life. Who are the picnicking? Hey Joe, and then Saturday comes when I'm trying to find somebody, when I'm trying to be with somebody. Tato shows up.
We're trying to start the family. Tato stop
he's taking me to Altitude Beach.
Tanzania.
Tanzania way. No way.
I'm bringing Botswana to the crib.
This guy.
No, but away. But like, I feel like also me being in your guys' lives gives you an opportunity to meet more people.
No, we appreciate you.
Yeah, no, I'm saying like, yes, we're going out and stuff, but you guys are hooking up with girls when you go out.
Whoa,
I can't like saying get a picnic. You're hooking up with girls, you're meeting girls.
Are you hooking up?
Would you like to comment?
Hooking up. I mean, like you talk to a girl, then you kiss her, or you exchange words.
You see the importance of context.
Yeah, I'm not hooking up like you come back. No, they never come back to the crib. These bears have never been touched by a woman besides.
Yes, sir.
Probably like maybe.
It's nothing but me and the Holy Spirit.
The devotee. <I don't>
Yeah. Cool. But you get what I'm saying. So I'm actually increasing the chances of you guys finding wives
at Altitude.
Because
at altitude.
No, sometimes people just come and chill here, bro.
Yeah.
Last time Tsepang was here.
Yeah, but I mean, like you saying it like these people chilling here every weekend. We are out.
No. I'm over the fact that opportunities.
I want to go out of my way to go find the perfect suitor for me. Can you go to Hanalena?
Postnet.
I think we'll postnet.
But why are you going to find
it? It's crazy. You know what suitor, dog. Huh? You'd like to find what?
A perfect suitor.
Damn it.
Should I do that?
My daddy wants a bad. Bad. My wants a baddie.
I don't like Italian. If I'm gonna be, I think my next relationship is my last.
I think
you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself.
I really don't have the time
you're
for
putting
it.
I think you need to jolla one more time in this state.
Yeah.
No, I'm capping. You need to jolla in this state that you need to jolla again in 2 years' time when everything has changed a little bit more.
Yeah, in 2 years' time. But, so I have to.
Yeah, or 2 years' time. And then you can see, okay, cool. If you find the right one, it's the last one, but then it might not be. Because the goals that come versus where you'll be in 3 years will be very tricky to navigate what they're there for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got a point. Yeah. Yeah, so I need a Bob the Builder.
This thing of saying I want to date for the last time is crazy to me.
Don't take it seriously.
What? Look, you're giving kids that watching this Mike advice.
Oh, excuse.
When I'm 25, I'm going to date for the last time.
No. When I say that, I'm obviously saying that from a position of, like I'm a bit, it's getting a bit frustrating, you know, meeting people every, like one day you meet somebody, they seem amazing. And then after a while, you're like,
women lie.
Apart from, I'm not attacking anyone. It's me thing. It's not you. It's like, for me, I'm pulled in too many different directions in my life already. Like right now, work, like dating in a serious relationship, it needs to just fall off the bone. Like, it needs to be perfect. It needs to be synchronized with my existence.
Like the ribs from Spur. On that note, I just want to mention our first sponsor of the pod. That would have been a cool way to bring in a sponsor.
It was shock. Yeah.
I thought,
I was like, we get him.
Where's the contract?
I'm
like, yo, I'm doing this for free.
Yeah, but you're right. I get you.
Why can't you be in a relationship? Why aren't you in a relationship? What do you think is the biggest holdback?
I don't know. It changes every other day, but I'm still... There's still trauma.
Ooh, speak on it.
Imagine.
And how long has it been?
Besides, also, your situation is also different, eh?
It's a bit tricky, eh?
Yeah.
It's a bit...
Yeah.
Ew.
Manzi pants. Slippery.
Ew.
But slide.
Besides the trauma, I think I fantasize about like a romantic relationship. Like a child.
Yeah.
I'm like an idealist.
Yeah.
I want things to happen a certain way. If they don't, I assume that you're not for the boy.
That's
exactly how it should be.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
You need to be very careful.
Encourage this toxic
I don't think that's toxicity.
No, bro. It's like, you know what you like. And then if you communicate and it can't change, it's good to shy off. Trust me, shy away.
Yeah, but my rate of shying away is crazy. Eh?
It's good.
Have you seen
know mine? Your value.
Right? No, you're doing amazing.
Do you know mine?
Yeah, I shy the toot away.
Yeah. Did you go toot like we three?
Sometimes I
sense myself. That's a great question. I've never thought to myself to ask that. Eh? Mm. Trauma.
Don't play with the mind.
I need to play with someone.
Chola Matladi, please.
Nah, guys, if that. You happen to be interested in Matladi, we actually have a giveaway
don't
next
do
week.
It.
We have
don't
a giveaway
do,
with a date with Valentine's. 2.0. Valentine's is coming.
Friendship Day.
You know, people say, where's your boyfriend? He's sitting right here. All you have Friendship to do day. Is donate 10,000 rand into...
Oh, let's be calling in love. Account number 62. 62. No. Okay. For 10,000, I'll fall in love with you. I love money, dog.
Yo? Yeah, we know that.
He does.
But what's my problem?
But I don't think what you said was bad. Like, I don't think you should look at that in a bad light.
Yeah.
The same way, like, a relationship needs to make sense to you.
Yeah.
And you need to be ideological about it. You need to have a fantasy of what you think.
That's not completely true.
True.
That's not completely true.
But 80%.
The balance in deciding what's acceptable or not is the tricky part.
Yeah.
But only you know what.
But also be careful where you draw your influence and inspiration for where a woman must be like.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's certain places where you shouldn't be drawing inspiration from. But on that note, guys, thank you for listening to my name is Mike. If you guys
that felt
like
a short one.
That is a very short one.
30 plus 14. That sounds like 45.
That's a long one.
That's short.
You just enjoying the conversation.
And that's all of our I told you this tweet. We had a big argument the other day.
He speaks more than I do.
Who speaks more? Vote.
Yeah, this guy speaks more.
It's different. It's obvious. Lucas.
Chatterbox, this guy.
I wanted to say, if you guys enjoyed this episode of Anonymous Mike, please join the conversation. Let us know what's one thing you feel like is prohibiting you from being in a relationship. It's a safe space. Say the one thing.
Oh, yeah. And also they, just to continue the conversation, how you think, how much easier it was being in a relationship, whether that or not, in varsity or... Now that you're working, if you're working.
Yeah, and if you're married and listening to Manabas Mike, please let us know.
Yeah, we'd like to see an audience. Yeah, actually, an audience with buying power. That's what we're encouraging here.
And I think next time we have a relationship conversation, we must have somebody who's married here.
Yeah, I was thinking, we want to do an episode one day where we bring in my mom.
That would be fine.
We speak
fire.
About how we're growing up with African moms, and then we get their perspective, because I'm very confused why they did half.
Hey, can we arrange that?
Yeah, I would like
you.
That.
Can you, should we come to you next week?
Yeah, I'll speak to her.
Shut up. You see, planning, that's all we need.
I love you guys. Bye.
Bye.